Chapter 11. When I left your apartment, I covered myself with some clothes. I felt tormented by hunger and thirst. This roused me. I ate some berries I found lying on the ground. I drank from the brook, and, lying down, slept. When I awoke, it was dark and cold. I was frightened. I sat down and wept. The moon rose, and lighted my path. The only object that I could distinguish was the bright moon, and I fixed my eyes on that with pleasure. Seasons passed, I began to distinguish sensations from each other. I saw the stream that supplied water, and the trees that shaded me. I was delighted to discover the songs of birds. I could not speak. I distinguished the insect from the herb, and by degrees, one herb from another. I found that the sparrow uttered harsh notes, and the thrush sang sweetly. I found a fire left by beggars, and thrust my hand into the live embers, but quickly drew it out again. I collected branches, but they were wet, and would not burn. The wet wood dried and became inflamed. I collected a great quantity of wood to dry, and have a plentiful supply of fire. When night came, I feared my fire would go out. I covered it with dry wood and leaves, placing wet branches upon it. I sank into sleep. In the morning, I uncovered the fire, and a gentle breeze fanned it into flame. I made a fan of branches, which roused the embers. When night came, I found the fire gave light, as well as heat. Roasted meat the beggars had left made a meal. I tried to cook food myself. Berries were spoiled, and nuts and roots much improved. Food became scarce. I passed 3 days in rambles, and discovered open country. I came upon a small hut, on the rising ground, built for the convenience of some shepherd. Finding the door open, I entered. An old man sat in it, near a fire, over which he was preparing his breakfast. He turned on hearing a noise, and shrieked loudly. He ran across the fields. I devoured the shepherd's breakfast of bread, cheese, milk, and wine. Overcome by fatigue, I lay down and fell asleep. It was noon when I awoke. I placed the remains of breakfast in a wallet. At sunset I arrived at a village. I placed my foot in a door. The village was roused. Some fled, some attacked me. Bruised by stones, I escaped to open country, and took refuge in a hovel. My place of refuge was wooden, and so low I could not sit upright in it. The dirt floor was dry. Although the wind entered, I found it agreeable. I covered every crevice with stones and wood. I stole a loaf of bread and a cup. The floor was a little raised, so it kept perfectly dry, and by its vicinity to the chimney, it was warm. It was a paradise compared to the forest. I ate breakfast with pleasure. I heard a step, and looking through a small chink, I saw a girl with a pail on her head. I lost sight of her. In a quarter hour she returned. The pail was filled with milk. A young man met her, he took the pail, and bore it to the cottage. She followed, and they disappeared. I saw the young man again, with tools in his hand. He crossed the field behind the cottage, and the girl was also busied, sometimes in the house and sometimes in the yard. Night came. To my wonder, the cottagers had candles. The family put out their lights, and retired.